We heard the voice of the Lord this morning. God is really trying to speak to his people, and we need to pay attention. Thank you, Marjorie, for being so sensitive to bring not an easy word to us, a comforting word. But the thing is, things are getting bad out there, folks. Things are happening. This isn't as usual. It really, really isn't. And God is saying we need to hide in him. We need to be comforted in the fact that he will let us be overcomers as we commune with him, as we talk to him, as we open ourselves to him and look to him for the source of our strength. Everyone who shared this morning, how precious.
Yeah.
I am so thankful I'm in a body of believers.
Amen.
That listens to the Lord, that's willing to speak out and share what they're hearing from the Lord with all of us to strengthen us. Mark, your prayer was precious. Jeannie, thank you for the words. And Bill and Pat, thank you
and
for obeying God. I'm glad that I am in the house of the Lord this morning.
Me too.
Let's pay attention to him. Let's give ourselves to him. We're going to share communion now together as a body of believers. And I'm so glad God gave us this wonderful sacrament that we get to share together. Thank you for what you did, Lord, that we get to come together and partake of communion as the family of God. Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Kev?
Amen. Thanks, Pastor Sherry. We celebrate communion here once a month, and you do not have to be a member of this congregation to participate. We have an open table, which means if you are surrendered to the Lord Jesus, that's what taking communion is all about. So we're here to celebrate his goodness. I'm going to read some scriptures from 1 Corinthians chapter 11 as we prepare our hearts to receive the elements. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 declares that on that same night he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and a woman examine herself. So let them eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged." So as we bring this time to the Lord, and before one another to the Lord, we do these things in remembrance of him. And forever in churches, there has been teaching, well, don't participate in communion if you have a difficult relationship with someone. No, the object of the scripture is to participate. Make a commitment. If that person's not here, make a commitment to the Lord that you'll take care of it on your first opportunity. Possibly you've tried, and that person with whom you may have a difficulty doesn't want to make things right. You've cleared your own heart then before the Lord as you've gone to them to make it right. Now you have to leave that in his hands. So what we want to participate in is the blessing of receiving his body and his blood. He tells us to do this. So we're going to do this with joy and with rejoicing and thanksgiving for what he does. Let's just pray. Father, we thank you for being so good to us. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done on the cross. You took our sins. You were pre-tortured prior to that cross. By your stripes that you received for us, we are healed. If you need healing right now, just slip up your hand and say to the Lord, "I receive your healing power right now. I receive your healing power, Lord. I thank you for your healing, because by your stripes we are healed." Lord, I thank you that by the bruising of your wounds, we receive mercy, forgiveness, Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went to the cross, you spoke these words, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing, and spoke forgiveness into being. That you died, you were buried, but thank God you rose again. And Lord, we come and participate in the bread by faith as your body in Jesus' name in remembrance of you. Let's all participate together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being so good. Thank you, Lord. Now, Lord, with the fruit of the vine, we remember the blood shed, the blood that seals in the covenant we have with God by your mercy, by your grace. You took it all, and now by faith we receive all of you. By faith we receive your cleansing blood, your mercy, your good news. Say it with me. Lord, I receive your good news right now in Jesus' name. Let's drink the fruit of the vine together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for being so good. We worship you, Lord.